And now this is a dictation for Barbara Carrick, C-A-R-R-I-C-K, April 24-35, addressed as a letter to Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Hertz, H-I-R-T-Z-N-T, 810-275-0307. Dear Rebecca, follow-up for Mrs. Carrick, chronic kidney disease, last visit November. Looks frail, hard of hearing, weight loss, uses a walker, admitted to the hospital, McLaren, stay there for a few days, abdominal pain, diarrhea, she's on an assisted living, has chronic dyspnea, there is cough but no purulent material of hemoptysis, shoulder discomfort, left side of the rotator cuff, no gross orthopnea, bilateral knee pain, arthritis, incontinent of urine, stable edema, supposed to be doing salt restriction. In the hospital, no stroke, heart attacks, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, or pneumonia. Review system done, medication list review. I will highlight the beta blockers. Clonidine, diuretics, lisinopril, potassium, on narcotics. Pressing weight down to 168, blood pressure 110/68 on the right side, no localized RAL wheezes, no arrhythmia, no ascites, edema, left more than right, which is baseline. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine improved, presently down to 1.19, a year ago 2.19. Anemia 11 with large red blood cells, low platelet count, normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis with high chloride, low normal albumin, normal calcium, minor increase of transaminases, pressing GFR 43 stage 3B, iron levels low normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable or improving, no symptoms, no dialysis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment, has macrocytosis. Tolerating ACE inhibitors without potassium acid-base abnormalities. Blood pressure in the low side but not symptomatic. Other chemistry is stable. Continuous salt restriction, consider mechanical supporting stockings to minimize the use of diuretics. Prolonged visit, end of dictation.